Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian Wood joining the Wendy's Big Show now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Gary Ellerson, Bill Schmidt, myself out here in Phoenix, Arizona. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler back in our Hales Corner studios. Ryan, one heck of a day to talk to you as the Packers make not one, not two, not three, but four free agent signings. They bring in Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, Adrian Amos, and your boy, my boy, Billy Turner. Ryan, which was the most surprising of the four moves to you?
You, Billy, are you there?
Yeah.
Did we lose you guys? Oh, okay. No, sorry.
Yeah. Man, I was going to get happy.
Is Ryan Wood there?
Yeah, we got Ryan Wood. Yep.
Hey, Ryan Wood, what's going on, man?
No, I didn't turn you on. Sorry. No, that was my fault. I thought we lost
Woody.
Him. I got all confused.
It's all good.
I looked at him. I was like, wait, what happened?
we got you, my brother. We got you.
I was about to hit you with a Bueller, Woody.
Bueller?
Just dead air. Now, like as I just said 10 seconds ago, I don't know that any of the deals were that shocking. The biggest surprise is probably that they all came at once and that they all agreed to at once. If you go individually, the biggest surprise is probably that they double-dipped at edge rush and that they went and got two. I don't know if a lot of people would have predicted that. Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith were guys that you heard about, obviously, going into free agency with the Packers and their interest, but I think most people would have thought one or the other. To get two, it's a hell of a haul. I mean, they had a big day. There's no question about it.
I think when you look at this, Ryan, and then you see the numbers coming out of how these were all structured, and it looks like they've got about $22 million still left in cap space to do something if they want. Now, part of that obviously has to go to the draft class, but that means they can still be in play here. Obviously, Muhammad Wilkerson is going to be one guy that they're trying to get back, but they can still be in play and add to what they already have done.
Well, so $22 million in cap, because I'm trying to do the same thing. Amos is about five, right?
Yeah, we just use Spots Track or whatever that website is,
SpotsTrack.com. Because I'm expecting the Preston Smith to be right around six, which is 11. And then they're going to, you know, Za'Darius Smith is going to be 8 to 9 million, and Billy Turner is going to be around four. So I think it's closer to say that it's about a little over, you know, 22 maybe in cap space that they used to get these four signings. The way that these work is that you have a lower cap hit the first year because there's more guaranteed, players want more guaranteed money and more cash up front, which means a big signing bonus. You prorate that, and it's all very confusing, but you prorate that over the length of the deal. These are four-year deals. And then you usually have higher cap hits backloaded onto a contract, but you also have roster bonuses, and a few of these are going to have roster bonuses on the third day of the new league year in 2020, 2021, that will allow the Packers to back out of these deals and to save some money if these deals don't work. So, I mean, it's the give and take of negotiations with free agency. They're going to have a lot less than $22 million left after this. There's no question about that. And I would think that for all intents and purposes, the major movings were done today. It'll be interesting to see if they can maybe fit another one on there, but I think all the other signings are going to be more of your depth variety of under $5 million, and certainly in cap space.
Well, what do you think about the two Smith guys?
Both are very similar guys. I mean, neither of them are really twitchy type of speed rushers, but their strength is their strength. They're power rushers. Preston Smith especially reminds me of a younger, and key word here, healthier Nick Perry. So Nick Perry, when he was healthy, there's a reason 2 years ago he signed a big deal. He's a pretty good football player when he's healthy. The asterisk is that he was never healthy. Preston Smith, maybe the most impressive number with him is that he's played 64 games in the past 4 years. He's never missed a game in his career, never been out with injury. You guys know the type of instability they've had because of injuries at the edge rush for years now, the Packers have got to be feeling good about getting a guy who's been dependable, reliable physically in Preston Smith. And Za'Darius Smith isn't that far behind. I mean, he's only played 16 games once, but in 4 years he's played 15 twice. He played 14 and 13 the past 2 years. He's never had a major injury. These guys are dependable guys. They're power rushers. I think they could still add a speed rusher most likely through the draft. I certainly don't think that they've completed their work at edge rush today. I think their view is that they have three guys, the two Smiths, Kyler Fackrell. You need four. They need one more. I would expect they turn to the draft for that, but certainly they're closer to having a full complement of guys at that position than they've been in years. I mean, today was very big for that depth chart.
Talking with Ryan Wood here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Woody, when you look at Amos, a guy that wants to play a little bit more in the box, but with Mike Pettine, necessarily what we saw last year, does he want to play more of a two-high safety look where it could be Amos and a more ball-hawking Tremont Williams over the top to kind of supplement his lack of coverage skills?
They always talk about how they cross-train the safeties on the back end, and so your strong has got to know a little bit about how to play free and vice versa with the free knowing how to play strong. Adrian Amos is going to be a strong safety, and I think he's going to be in the box a lot, not unlike the Packers have used Morgan Burnett when he was here, and the way they wanted to use Kentrell Bryce, despite, you know, if the injuries hadn't hit him the past couple of years. Adrian Amos is that type of enforcer guy that can really support against the run. They have options. I mean, they could keep Tremont Williams as their free safety. He played pretty decent as a free safety when he filled in when they traded Ha-Ha Clinton Dix last year. Now, I think that he's more valuable at corner, especially in the slot, and I think that's what the Packers would prefer, but that's an option. They could get creative and move a Josh Jackson to safety. I mean, that's a possibility. It'll be interesting to see if they take a look there this spring. Or they can draft a free safety in the draft. I mean, they definitely need another safety. Adrian Amos is going to be one starter. They need another starter. But that goes a long way to having that depth chart decide, especially at the starting level. And what it really does, you look at all the signings jointly, it gives them flexibility to go ahead and get the best player available in the draft instead of being constrained to looking at certain positions at certain points in the draft to fill needs. I mean, the way free agency should work at its best is that it sets up the draft. It's a union between the two when it comes to team building, and that's what the Packers have done. They've set up their draft to give them flexibility to go best player available instead of a specific position, and that helps a lot.
Yeah, I just want to Ryan, I want to get back to the fan base. What are you hearing on your social media? How's the reaction on Packer News? What's the young lady that you did the video with on PackerNews.com? I haven't met her yet.
Olivia Reiner.
Yeah, because you guys did a free agent tracker kind of a video. What did the fan base think about this? Because Monday they were losing their minds. Oh, same old thing. But now today they seem to be a little bit more happier. Is that kind of how you went for your social media, what you're hearing from the fans?
Yeah, you know how fans are. They're great, but they can be prisoners of the moment a little bit. Yesterday it was the sky is falling. They didn't sign anybody in the first wave. And today it's, boy, that's a lot of money. They're spending a lot of money on these guys, like free agency is ever anything else. This is the reality of free agency. I don't know. Look, Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith, they got top, you know, first-tier edge rusher money today
on the open
market, and they're not top first-tier edge rushers.
No, that's what Gary said.
Those guys got tagged. They were never getting to the open market. So what you're left with is very, very solid players who are in the second tier getting first tier money. Why do teams do that? Because again, it helps bolster the roster, and it takes a lot of pressure off and gives you a lot of flexibility for the draft. I mean, you pay a premium to do that, but that's how you get impact players to the draft and not being a prisoner to going after any one position for need. You pay the premium in free agency. So, I mean, that's the reality of free agency. All the fans that for years said Ted Thompson should sign free agents, this is why he didn't, because second-tier players get first-tier money. But there's a reason for that, and there's benefit that the team gets in doing that.
What about, as we get ready for the draft, talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette here on the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM Fan. What about this draft? Because I think going into this draft, everybody was saying, well, you know, they need to fill this hole, fill that hole. With all these, all this being done now, I think now this gives them the opportunity, if they do want to go up from 12 and package picks, they can do that, or they can package, you know, multiple second-round picks and third-round pick, trying to get back in this first round. It just gives them, I think, a lot more versatility.
I don't know. I don't know, just because there's so many needs that they still have. They need a slot receiver. They need a running back. They need at least one.
Wait. Why do they need a running back? Hold on. Why do they need a running back for?
Because when you have an offense that's predicated on outside zone, you can't have just two running backs, one who's been significantly injured the last 2 years, and those are the only 2 years he's played, and the other, in Jamal Williams, who's not shown to be a flashy runner. You have to have more than two running backs, and frankly, you need to upgrade the talent at that position anyway. That's absolutely a need. I don't know if it's like
forget him, Steve.
Their number one need. Look, they still need another edge rusher. You only have three. You need four. They still need another edge rusher. There's needs still scattered throughout the roster. That's why it was mandatory that they took advantage of free agency, and that's why they did it with as much volume as they did with four signings today, because that's just a glimpse of the needs that this roster has. They are huge, and they are widespread, and they still continue to be that way. And I tweeted a couple weeks ago that I could see them really loading up defensively in free agency. That way they have the flexibility to focus on offense and stalking that offense in the draft. Today seems to be going that route. I mean, that's exactly what they did today. Three of the four signings are defense. They bolstered that side of the ball. But that offensive side still has a ton of needs.
Well, and to answer Steve's question, they don't trust Aaron Jones is going to play 16 games.
They can't trust that Aaron Jones has played 16 games.
And that's their problem with Aaron Jones.
Because
everybody loves him, but they don't think he can play 16 games.
But here's the thing. If you get him, and you know, I think in hindsight, you understand the predicament that Mike McCarthy was in last year a little bit better because he did get hurt at the end of the year. There was a snap count and a touch count on Aaron Jones last season. And when he was healthy and when he was just killing defenses week in, week out, it was hard to understand. And then for the second straight year and the third time in 2 years, he tears his MCL, and you start to understand a little bit better why they were so conservative with how they used him. And if you use him the right way, Aaron Jones is a heck of a wild card for that offense. He's a very talented, dynamic runner. There's no question about it. He's shown that in the yards per carry and the yards per touches that he's had, and just the eyeball test, the way he makes defenders miss in the open field, he's very dynamic. He's also a guy that you can't give 200-plus carries a year to and trust that he's going to stay healthy because he's never done that. He's got to work with a stable of players in that backfield. Jamal Williams is on his own is not a stable of players. They need more at the running back position. They need the slot receiver. They need two tight ends. There's a lot of needs there.
Ryan, I really do like about Billy Turner is that he is an offensive lineman that's predicated on the outside run. Do you think that they're done at that spot here in free agency, or they are going to wait till April for the draft?
You can never say never because you don't know if they're going to make a depth signing. I mean, you know, 4 years, $28 million. We'll see how it's structured, but 4 years, $28 million, that's starting guard money. And that 7 ATY, that's pretty good money. And now that, to me, indicates that they're going to look at him to be the starting right guard. I think they still go in the draft and try to get at least one offensive lineman, maybe as high as day two. I think that they could get a depth veteran, kind of a Byron Bell type, later in free agency. You can't rule that out. But if Billy Turner is your starting right guard, then all of a sudden Justin McCray, who's going to get his exclusive rights free agent tender, he's back in the role that he should be in, which is a guy that could fill in a pinch as a backup. But you don't want playing 1,000-plus snaps a year as in starting 16 games. So it moves everyone back to the roles that they're best in, which, you know, the past couple of years you had a lot of guys who were miscast. I think of Clay Matthews when I say that. I mean, they had him rushing 75% of snaps when he was probably a better inside linebacker the past couple of years. Just a lot of guys miscast, and when you have that, you're not getting the best out of guys. You're not maximizing their production. The offensive line is no different, and, yeah, it bolsters the depth there.
Ryan, we appreciate the time, man, and I'm glad you're coming on to talk about us or talk with us when, you know, there really wasn't anything to talk about today.
Yeah, not much. Just the four free agents. Hey, you know, if last offseason didn't make it clear, Brian Gutekunst is his own man. He does not ascribe to the Ted Thompson way of doing things, and I think that he emphatically showed that today. He has a vastly different approach to team building, to roster building, than his predecessor, and it's just it was remarkable to see.
Well, it was, since you said that, I have to go there, but don't you think that Mark Murphy is behind all this and helping Brian pick these players?
Stop.
No, I think Brian Gutekunst is a heck of a scout and that he knows exactly what he's doing.
I mean, because I for sure thought Mark Murphy was picking these players.
He's a football guy.
Right. He's a football guy.
He is a football guy. Woody, we appreciate it. You're one heck of a football guy.
Go ahead, Woody.
What Mark Murphy did say, though, was that he's going to give Brian Gutekunst roster autonomy.
Okay.
And it's sure, I mean, just the fact that he's making this roster his own, it sure looks like Mark Murphy gave Brian Gutekunst roster autonomy. I mean, I'll give him credit there. He's driving this thing when it comes to player acquisition.
There he is, Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Woody, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, take care.
That's Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.